Here's something not a lot of people know about me. I am a crazy person. In 1999, in addition to a backpack, $50 in cash, and a pair of pants, I lost my mind at a rave on a California Indian reservation after swallowing a mouthful of liquid acid I bought for $20.
Oh my gosh.
The pants, cash, and bag were definitely because of the acid, but what actually caused me to lose my mind was The Matrix. And Descartes. And a bunch of other metaphysical horseshit I was into at the time. But if I'm being honest here, the lion's share of the credit goes to The Matrix. What happened was, I hallucinated that I had overdosed, and God, communicating to me through 90s breakbeat artist Uberzone, informed me that I was dead and needed to move on from this reality. This was a bummer. So I communicated back to God via screaming gibberish and hurling my backpack that I didn't want to die. This was apparently tough shit, but God, generous dude that he is, offered me an option. He could extend my consciousness through my imagination, allowing me to metaphysically live out the rest of my life until I was ready to accept death and move on from this reality. This was not letting me live, let me be very clear. It was an illusion that God would set up for me to keep me thinking that I could live until I had accepted that I had died. So, The Matrix. Obviously, between a fake reality and nothingness, I opted for fake reality. But in practical sense, what it meant was that everything I experienced from that point on was a figment of my imagination. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Once the drugs wore off, didn't you just snap out of it? But here's the thing, you can come down off acid, but you can't really come down off a psychotic break from reality. The seed had been planted, and once you start doubting, because reality has no authentication test, you're kind of boned. What actually ended up happening was that I stopped being able to believe in or trust anything. So, for example, friends would try to give me advice. And even if it was good advice, there was a part of me that thought that that advice was actually coming from me. Because those weren't real people. So, it was good advice, but I couldn't take it because you should never take advice from crazy people. I also thought about getting professional help, but I didn't really know where to find it. And, to be honest, I was embarrassed. We talk about how mental health is stigmatized in this country, but you don't really know what that feels like until you've had a psychotic break based on a Keanu Reeves movie. You'll do anything to not talk about that shit. So I didn't get help. And basically what I did was for 6 months, I was just kind of sad, and I slept a lot, and cried inappropriately at movies like American Beauty. I was on a date at that one. Yeah, she should have been dating me. And then I got to a point where it stopped being bothersome, and I decided that, fake or not fake, this was the hand I'd been dealt, and so I needed to go with it. And so then I just kind of started living life. And then I did that for about 6 months, and I basically did fake it till you make it, which was actually very applicable here, because one, I thought everything was fake. Two, I thought I was making it. And three, it really did work. Eventually, after spending enough time just pretending everything was fine, was fine. And I got to a point where I didn't worry about things, and I stopped questioning things, and I just was able to live life. Inevitably, every time I tell this story to someone, they ask me, well, yeah, but now you don't think that anymore, right? You're fine, and you don't believe that you make up the world. And I have to apologetically shrug and kind of say, yeah, maybe, I don't know. Which is embarrassing for a lot of reasons. Not only is it a silly thing to think that you are in the middle of the Matrix and you are creating the world around you, But two, it also kind of implies that they're not real people that you're talking to, which can't be good for their self-esteem. That episode changed me. It has made me fearless in a lot of weird ways. I don't care about things the way other people care about things. I tend to dismiss everything unless it'll actually kill me. If it actually kills me, well, then we'll know what's the story, but everything beyond that to me is just kind of secondary. And I feel like this is giving me kind of advantages in certain ways and disadvantages in certain ways, but I can't turn it off. I wish I could. And I want to believe 100% that all of you are real people with your own thoughts and dreams. But who knows? And I know that this, in fact, makes me a crazy person. But I don't mind you guys for judging me, because, one, you're right to do so. And two, if I'm not crazy, well, none of you are real anyway. Thanks.